Available whenever you want it on the TJ and Riggins app. This is the TJ and Riggins Show.
Good morning.
Good morning.
Unless you're listening in the afternoon or at night, and then good afternoon or good evening.
And good night.
Good evening.
Yeah, you can get this anytime, anywhere, any place.
He's pointing at himself.
That's right.
Down there.
Don't forget it.
Okay, so we are looking at Thanksgiving just in a few days.
Sure.
And so with the broadcasts from now until then, I mean, they're going to be marginal at best.
Yeah.
I would think.
Come on. Phoning it in.
Please. Doesn't mean we're not thankful for you. Just means we tired.
Yeah. You have a reason to be tired, though, because you got to cook and do all that stuff. I have no excuse. Mm-hmm. I just show up in sweatpants and expect things to be delivered to me.
Yeah, so we take off the day before Thanksgiving, you know, as part of the holiday. And I work 10 times harder and more than if I would have come to work and done my regular job.
Yeah, sure. But you do bring a lot of that on yourself.
Well, not really, because if the idea is that people want to have Thanksgiving at our house, it wouldn't be cooked. Like, nothing would be cooked at all if I didn't do it. Like, my wife's not going to get in there and make dumplings and dressing and, you know, all of those kinds of things.
She wouldn't?
No.
Yeah, she'd figure out a way to put something on the table, wouldn't she?
Yeah, probably buy a Cracker Barrel box Thanksgiving. You know, they have that. You know, you can go to Cracker Barrel and buy all the fixings and stuff for Thanksgiving. They give it to you out the back door on Thanksgiving morning.
Ooh, Cracker Barrel out the back door. Hello. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, we did that one year.
I wouldn't be opposed to that. I'm sure it's delicious.
Well, it works. It's not my cooking, but, you know, it works.
Yeah.
But anyway, Friday we did the most loved segment of the TJ and Riggins Show. It's Riggins' weekend review song. And that is today's, excuse me, that is today's, in case you missed it, coming up next.
This is the TJ and Riggins Show.
Hey, it's TJ, and you know it is not a secret that my favorite gift to receive and my favorite gift to give is a delivery from Omaha Steaks. Omaha Steaks is unrivaled in quality and taste, and this year you can just skip all of the holiday hassle and save 50% off site-wide during their cyber sale at omahasteaks.com. Plus, get a $30 reward card when you shop early and score an extra $30 off with the promo code TJR. We're talking about five generations of experience, and Omaha Steaks consistently delivers the world's best steak experience, and their gift experts have made it easy to deliver the perfect gift with thoughtfully curated gift packages starting at $89.99. From legendary steaks to mouthwatering desserts and more, save 50% off site-wide during the cyber sale at omahasteaks.com. Plus, our listeners get an extra $30 off with the promo code TJR and a $30 reward card when you shop early. omahasteaks.com, promo code TJR, minimum purchase may apply. Hey, it's TJ, and you know it is not a secret that my favorite gift to receive and my favorite gift to give is a delivery from Omaha Steaks. Omaha Steaks is unrivaled in quality and taste, and this year you can just skip all of the holiday hassle and save 50% off site-wide during their cyber sale at omahasteaks.com. Plus, get a $30 reward card when you shop early and score an extra $30 off with the promo code TJR. We're talking about five generations of experience, and Omaha Steaks consistently delivers the world's best steak experience, and their gift experts have made it easy to deliver the perfect gift with thoughtfully curated gift packages starting at $89.99. From legendary steaks to mouthwatering desserts and more, save 50% off site-wide during the cyber sale at omahasteaks.com. Plus, our listeners get an extra $30 off with the promo code TJR and a $30 reward card when you shop early. omahasteaks.com, promo code TJR, minimum purchase may apply.
88% of the workweek is spent communicating, typing, talking, and going back and forth on topics until everyone is on the same page. It's time for a change. It's time for Grammarly. Grammarly's AI ensures your team gets the point across the first time, eliminating misunderstandings and streamlining collaboration. It goes beyond basic grammar to help tailor writing to specific audiences. Whether that means adding an executive summary, fine-tuning tone, or cutting out jargon in just one click. 4 out of 5 professionals say Grammarly's AI boosts buy-in and moves work forward. It integrates seamlessly with over 500,000 apps and websites, is implemented in days, and is IT approved. Join over 70,000 teams and 30 million people who trust Grammarly to elevate their communication. Visit grammarly.com/enterprise to learn more. Grammarly, enterprise ready AI.
Available whenever you want it on the TJ and Riggins app. This is the TJ and Riggins Show.
So every Friday, Riggins does his funny song talking about the things that have gone on in popular culture for the week and the things that have gone on with this show. And it's called The Week in Review, and it is today's, in case you missed it, replay. Enjoy.
TJ Riggins Overtime presents, in case you missed it, here's a catch-up from yesterday's TJ Riggins Show.
It is that time, special time of the week, when Riggins grabs his little guitar and he performs for us his funny song about everything that's gone on during the week on the show and in pop culture. It's called Riggins Week in Review.
And this is my song, it's called The Week in Review. It's a week's worth of shows summarized for you. No special effects and no auto-tune. Just me and my guitar performing for you.
The McRib returns on December 3rd, delighting McDonald's diners. You can also buy a jug of the sauce for those who have grown into their recliners. Millennials are being credited with its return. The tech-savvy men and ladies causing TJ to yell from the background, "The McRib started in the 80s!
Like everything else.
Is there one skinny person who's into the McRib with all that sauce to make it juicy? Or does everyone kind of resemble Brendan Fraser from that movie?
And this is my song, it's called The Week in Review. It's a week's worth of shows summarized for you. No special effects and no auto-tune. Just me and my guitar performing for you.
We're less than a week away from Thanksgiving. I'm really excited for that. I would say I'm going to throw on my fat pants. Unfortunately, all my pants are fat. Today is National Cranberry Relish Day. Isn't that so much fun? Someone said, I'll take two disgusting things and just cram them into one.
Cranberry and relish.
Got an idea. And then we look forward to Black Friday and shopping at the crack of dawn. And unless you want to get assaulted at a shopping mall, find deals at tjriggins.com.
Hey! And this is my song. It's called The Week in Review. It's a week's worth of shows summarized for you. No special effects and no auto-tune. Just me and my guitar performing for you.
Wicked is now in theaters, and critics are over the moon. It's a nearly 3-hour musical. TJ, are we still meeting at noon?
Absolutely.
And Gladiator 2 is also out, so let the bros rejoice. But it is a bunch of sweaty guys with swords. It's time for gay guys to make a choice. What are you going to do?
I didn't think about that.
You've got a real Sophie's choice here. Ellen has moved out of the United States, so Ellen, be safe on your drive. Did I mention the McRib is back? It's great time to be alive.
And this is my song. It's called The Week in Review. It's a week's worth of shows summarized for you. No special effects and no auto-tune. Just me and my guitar performing for you.
Thank you.
I'm thankful for that.
Thank you. Good.
This is the TJ and Riggins Show. Point and stare at TJ and Riggins anytime you want on YouTube. This is the TJ and Riggins Show.
So starting Monday, you can go watch the new Netflix docuseries, Cold Case, Who Killed JonBenet Ramsey?
Mm-hmm.
Highly anticipated new docuseries. And it's hard to believe that there are some people that still don't know all the details of this case.
Well, it's young people.
It might be like a whole generation that didn't live through it that are excited about it.
My daughter has really gotten into these 90s crime stories like that. Jeffrey Dahmer case, any of those Netflix monster series, like the Lyle and Eric Menendez, that was a big one. She was all into that one.
Mm-hmm.
And then this, she was asking me what if I know anything about Ed Gein. I said, of course. I'm a serial killer expert.
How much time do you have?
Yeah.
I'd love to teach you about Ed Gein.
So they're making a movie about him. The serial killer that spawned the movie Psycho, Alfred Hitchcock's Psycho. And she said, I don't know if I can watch that because, the killing and all in it. But she watched stuff about Jeffrey Dahmer. She said it got a little bit dicey for her, but they love those 90s. Because think about it. How many of those big cases happened in the 90s?
Yeah.
You got JonBenet. You got Susan Smith that drowned her kids. You got OJ and Robert Blake. And, all of those tabloid type things.
Mm-hmm.
And then which one were we talking about now?
JonBenet.
JonBenet, yeah.
Yeah, so she was killed on Christmas Day. And they never, it's still an open investigation. Mm-hmm. They never found the killer. Now, the parents, only the father is still alive. And he's spoken out pretty regularly about hoping to find the real killer. Now, experts believe, and I've heard this for years, they believe they know Patsy, the mother, is the one that killed JonBenet Ramsey. And they have a lot of different reasons why they think that. But a lot of it amounts to that she was jealous or that she was losing grasp of her daughter. Mm-hmm. As she began to age. But the people that live in the JonBenet house have been offered millions of dollars by various production companies, including Netflix. And they say, we want nothing to do with this family's heartache and tragedy. And we've turned down all the offers. And they've been bombarded for years. And they're actually considering selling the home because it's become so traumatic to get those random phone calls. Hey, we want to talk about the murder of the kid that was in your basement. So,
and would you sell it if it was yours, Regans? Would you sell it for what the potential earnings for the next family would be? Like you say, we don't want to cash in on that. But as soon as we sign this deed over to you, you're going to start getting offers from production companies and offer millions of dollars. So the potential of this house bringing you a lot of money is high, so we're gonna sell it at a lot of money, more than the house itself is worth.
You know, I would rely on my realtor to figure that out, but yeah. I think that's a natural thing, and I think it's weird to live in that house anyway. Now they don't care,
mm-hmm.
They don't like being bombarded with questions about it. So I don't know. That's gotta be a tough situation for them.
I would think.
But the owner and her husband are kind of looking to make a move because they're just sick of all the attention about it.
Mm-hmm.
That would have been so weird to move into that house knowing this little girl got, killed.
But did they move in it right after the Ramseys? Were they the buyer of it from them? Or were there people in there in between?
I believe they were the next owners of the house in Boulder, Colorado. So, that is out on Netflix.
Mm. Doesn't sound like a good time.
No, it doesn't.
Not at all.
This is the TJ and Regan Show. Point and stare at TJ and Riggins anytime you want on YouTube. This is the TJ and Riggins Show.
So people talking about the instances of moviegoers singing along with the songs in Wicked 2 and how annoying that is. So at the end of last week, they put out this list of movie theater etiquette, like the 10 most unacceptable behaviors.
Okay.
And it's the usual, talking on the phones, talking loudly to people that you're with, taking your dog into the theater unless it's a service animal. Let's see.
Taking your dog to a movie.
Taking pictures or recording video in the movie. But the number one thing that is most unacceptable etiquette, FaceTiming someone during the movie. I've never seen that. I've never seen anybody FaceTiming during the movie, but I don't doubt it. People have no shame and they don't know how to act, Number two, most important unacceptable etiquette, leaving trash behind when you leave. Now, how is that number two of importance on the list? You're going to tell me that people really think it's more unacceptable to leave behind your trash than to prop your feet up on the back of somebody else's seat in front of you, because that didn't come in until number five.
That's a no-no.
That the people who say leaving trash behind are just doing it because they're trying to gain moral authority, and they want the people asking the, doing the survey questions to think that they're, you know, they're such good people. Leaving behind your trash is the worst. Oh, my goodness.
It is bad, though.
But is it worse than somebody putting their feet up on the back of your seat?
Well, what was the number? That was number two, was leaving trash?
Yeah.
Yeah, no, I think putting your feet up on and somebody sitting in the chair in front of you?
Yes.
Yeah, that's horrible. That should probably be number
that's
one.
That's number one, right?
Unless number one is even more aggressive.
Number one was FaceTiming.
Oh, FaceTime. No, please. You put your feet up on the back of somebody's chair, you deserve to get
right because the chair is going to move, it's going to rock, and you know, jilt them around. That is the like one of the most selfish, self-centered things that you could do in public anywhere. You know, on a plane, if you do that, yeah, anywhere, if you do that, that you know, I think that's going to warrant a kerfuffle.
Yeah, or at least a Ken Shamrock ankle lock. It's a weird reference, but yeah, I mean that's crazy behavior. Crazy.
Mm-hmm. But people don't know how to act, Brother Riggins.
Yeah, maybe not.
They don't know how to act. But I'm telling you, it doesn't affect me nearly as much if you leave your empty popcorn bucket on the floor in front of your seat than it does if you got your feet on the back of mine.
Yeah, because that could be a mistake. And putting your feet up on the back of somebody's chairs is not a mistake. Yeah.
I don't care if they did it on purpose, leaving the trash and all. That doesn't affect me.
Like
somebody doing that.
Yeah.
I know it's not right, but it's still not negatively affecting my viewing experience of the movie that I paid for.
Yeah, I would adjust those, but I would adjust it.
You would put that number two?
Yeah, and I'd put FaceTime way lower than number one.
You would?
Yeah, because if I can't hear it and you're having a conversation over there, that doesn't distract me that much.
No. And I don't believe in somebody, if they pull out their phone and look at a message they just got, for people to freak out about it if they're down the aisle or whatever.
Yeah.
Just come on. Calm down. Relax. Calm down. Please. Glad we could help.
More TJ and Riggins coming up. The most important stories in the world. This is Now Trending on the TJ and Reagan Show.
I, TJ, come to you having done something wrong and having not done something which is wrong as well. So we'll explain it all, or I'll explain it all. I don't want to take down anybody else with me into this gutter of morals that I find myself swimming. Do it in a little bit.
Well, the top trending topic at the moment, the box office, big weekend box office for Wicked and Gladiator 2, $270 million combined. So it was big. A lot of people went to go see those movies. Mm-hmm. Wicked was a lot bigger than Gladiator, but Gladiator held its own. It said it was one of the highlights of the year for the box office.
My daughter lives in Nashville, and it was her roommate's birthday, and that's what she wanted to do for her birthday, was to go see Wicked.
Yeah.
Wicked. And she texted me and said that while she almost fell asleep toward the end because it was so long and everything, that she did enjoy the music in it. And she said that, I know you would hate most of it, but you would like the music in it, Dad.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. There are some songs that you might have heard just in pop culture. Mm-hmm. But the critics like it, and audiences seem to really like it as well.
I heard it was super emotional, too.
Yeah,
people were bawling coming out of the.
But they don't let hetero men watch it at the theater, do they? You have to sneak that at home. You have to wait till you can watch it at home, you know.
You're private.
Lock the doors.
Right. And
make sure no one's around to see you belting it out.
Yeah.
They let me in, so it's fine.
Oh.
My point.
Well,
they
do.
I guess then they let kidults in.
Yeah.
They'll let kidults come in.
I didn't cry.
Oh, good for you.
Oh, yeah, wow.
Because I think if you did, that would have made me cry.
Yeah.
Well, would you have been surprised, honestly?
No, but I mean, when somebody in your family's been sick for a long, long time and they die, you're not surprised, but you still cry.
Right.
Yeah, good point.
Similar, yeah.
Good point.
Yeah.
So Adele has wrapped up her Las Vegas residency, 3 years or something she's been doing this, and she thanked her son for, you know, sticking with her, and she says she hates touring and she's going to take a long break.
Was her son going to leave her?
I know she thanked him for like, you know, she only gets to see him on the weekends, I guess, because she doesn't live out there full time. So I don't know. She thanked her son. He's 14 years old now.
Right. Oh. Did she cuss?
She did not.
During her sentimental goodbye.
Well,
she's got a, a smut mouth on her.
Yes. She said, to my son, I chose to do a residency, maybe because I effing hate touring.
There we go.
So
she can't do it. She cannot do it.
Let's see if she cussed anymore. I'm sure she did.
It's crazy.
It's very British of her. Uh-huh. today is National Play With Your Dad Day. National Play With Your Dad Day. So I guess dads aren't known for like getting down there on the floor and playing with their kids. So today encourages dads to play with their kids.
So you heading up to the retirement village today, Riggins, to play with your dad?
I played with him over the weekend. He's, every once in a while he would play with us. Like, we'd just wrestle. That was sort of the game that we did, but that was about it.
You can still do that. Bring it back today. Say it's a special day. Let's wrestle, Dad.
Move the furniture. Do move the coffee table.
Want to make a wrestle?
You think you could take him now?
No, probably not. No, he's still a big boy.
He would kill you.
Yeah, I think so. So it is Thanksgiving week, and we've got a new game. It's called the Turkey Test, coming up next.
This is the TJ and Reagan Show.
Hey, it's TJ, and you know it is not a secret that my favorite gift to receive and my favorite gift to give is a delivery from Omaha Steaks. Omaha Steaks is unrivaled in quality and taste, and this year you can just skip all of the holiday hassle and save 50% off site-wide during their cyber sale at omahasteaks.com. Plus, get a $30 reward card when you shop early and score an extra $30 off with the promo code TJR. We're talking about five generations of experience, and Omaha Steaks consistently delivers the world's best steak experience, and their gift experts have made it easy to deliver the perfect gift with thoughtfully curated gift packages starting at $89.99. From legendary steaks to mouthwatering desserts and more, save 50% off site-wide during the cyber sale at omahasteaks.com. Plus, our listeners get an extra $30 off with the promo code TJR and a $30 reward card when you shop early. omahasteaks.com, promo code TJR, minimum purchase may apply.
Available whenever you want it on the TJ and Riggins app. This is the TJ and Riggins Show.
So it is Thanksgiving week, in case you missed. Big preparations underway. TJ, everything
set and ready
at your house?
Not completely. I have to go get a few things. I'm going to get them tomorrow, grocery-wise, because I got that mystery dish that I'm doing.
Mystery dish. And you're the only person that knows.
That's right.
So, in preparation, we have a little game. It's called the Turkey Test. These are basic questions. I'm just curious. TJ, one famous living American you would invite if you had a seat at the table?
See, I was going to mention this later because I saw there was a list of like the most wanted celebrities at Thanksgiving, and I can't think of one. I was going to ask for help with it, of somebody, some celebrity that I might want to have at Thanksgiving.
Not a celebrity, just a famous living American.
Oh, still. I don't
not one famous American.
Not one living.
Lindsay, one famous living American you would not invite to sit at your table.
Oh, not. I was already thinking about somebody hot that I was going to invite. And he lives close to me, and he's a celebrity.
Oh.
Ryan Reynolds.
Oh.
Yeah. He's like 5 miles from my house now.
Well, then your answer is Blake Lively.
Right. You cannot come, Blake.
Well, I could. That was an easy one for me, though. Who you not want.
Well, exactly. Yeah. That we would have been here for 3 hours. Right. If I had said.
Rob. Well, right now, just as off the top of my head, the one I would not want the most would be Sonny Hostin from
Sonny
The View.
Hostin.
From, yeah. No, Sonny Hostin.
Hostin.
From The View.
Oh, yeah.
Okay.
Good one.
Rob, what is the one superhero you would have sit at your Thanksgiving table?
Batman.
You would have Batman?
He's the best.
He is the best.
Is he living?
Well, or is he dead? Michael Keaton's still alive. He can come.
Yeah. Okay, so Michael Keaton.
But dressed up as Batman.
He said superhero, so.
Oh, did he?
Yeah. Superhero.
Oh, I'm sorry. I'm sorry.
Yeah. I was like, wait a second. You just miss here?
Forgive me. I'll shut up.
TJ, would you rather have the Menendez brothers or Martha Stewart at your Thanksgiving table?
Martha Stewart.
Yeah, good call. Mm-hmm. Lindsay, who would you want to have perform a small private concert after the meal is over in your house?
Taylor Swift.
Taylor Swift.
Yeah, and I want her to bring her boyfriend and the whole team. Is that cool?
Yeah, that's okay. Absolutely. That's perfect. Right, Rob, awesome. Which Dungeons & Dragons character would you never invite over for a meal and why?
I don't know any Dungeons & Dragons characters because you make up your own when you play.
Yeah. Oh, God. Probably the one he's made up.
One of the ones he's created.
TJ, what's a bigger Thanksgiving faux pas? Showing up empty-handed at somebody else's house or clogging up their toilet?
Ooh.
Oh, I wouldn't hassle them for either, but I guess clogging up their toilet.
Yeah. Lindsay, what's a worse punishment for you, cooking a Thanksgiving meal for 20 people or reading a 150-page book about Thanksgiving?
Reading a 150-page book? You know I've never read a book in my life.
That's right.
150 pages? That seems extreme. That's Is a that short, a tiny yeah. book?
It's a short book.
Oh, okay.
This is the TJ and Reagan Show. Point and stare at TJ and Riggins anytime you want on YouTube. This is the TJ and Riggins Show.
All right, I got to come clean. I am usually Mr. Follow the Rules and this, that, and the other. My name's TJ. Well, every Sunday afternoon, my wife and I will record our podcast called TJ and Jody's House, and then it gets posted on Mondays. And we didn't do the podcast this week because we were out gathering across the land supplies and things that people were donating for breaking and entering Christmas for this year, where we're bringing Christmas to a town. All of their Christmas decorations and everything got flooded and all. So my wife and I were out doing that all day. Didn't have time to do the podcast. No big deal. It's happened before. But today was the day that a new sponsor was kicking in, and it was supposed to be, you know, the TJ and Jody's house with a new sponsor and all that. And it's this famous Cozy Earth brand that a lot of the reality show, you know, high echelon reality show people talk about. So not only is there not a TJ and Jody's house for today, there's not going to be a Cozy Earth influencer ad for it today.
Oh, no.
Yeah.
Oh, no.
But, you know, when we do these types of things, they'll send us, some of the products so we know what we're talking about and all. And they sent me, at my request, their luxurious bubble cuddle blanket.
Oh,
I got a bubble cuddle blanket, y'all.
Girl, a bubble cuddle blanket.
Yeah, and this thing feels like a mink coat.
I bet.
Yeah. Now, I shouldn't know that it feels like a mink coat because I was planning on giving it to my wife as a gift.
Oh.
Maybe not as a Christmas gift, but just as a gift here because it's one she could easily use as a decorative blanket at the foot of the bed when the bed's back as decoration. But as soon as it came in, I took it out of the fancy bag that it came in, and you know, it looks like a fancy tote bag. And I took it up to the puffy couch and took a nap under it Friday.
Ooh, felt so good.
Yeah. So no givey to her.
Yeah.
Well,
it's mine now, completely mine.
You deserve it.
I think so, too. I spend a lot of time up there needing to be under a bubble cuddle blanket. Because that other blanket with the arms in it that I've been using for so long, I mean, it's 20 years old.
Right.
I needed something new.
And I bet it's nowhere near as comfortable.
No.
I have some Cozy Earth products, and yeah.
Of course you do.
They're good. Well, I'm a local celebrity, so.
Yeah. but here's the thing. If you want to go check it out, go to, tjriggins.com/deals. And then if you use the promo code on anything that you check out, you use the promo code TJ, and that's going to do 41% off. Now, the big thing is that 41% off is bigger than their regular Black Friday price because their Black Friday prices are only 35% off. But when you use our code, it takes it up to 41%. The one was our idea to set it apart, not just 40%, 41%. So you can check out all their stuff. They got pajamas and blankets and sheets and anything cozy they have. So tjriggins.com/deals for that.
More TJ and Riggins coming up. This is the TJ and Riggins podcast and radio show.
Just a couple of days from Thanksgiving. Love it, love it. And remember, when you're going around and you're talking about the things for which you were thankful, we're supposed to be that thanks goes to the Lord, mm-hmm. not to anybody else. It's the giving thanks to the Lord that the pilgrims and the Indians were giving. I was there. I know it. I know about that.
You were cooking the feast.
Yeah. That was the first fried turkey. They think Cajun chef Paul Prudhomme invented that in Louisiana, but it's not true. I did with the pilgrims. Mm-hmm.
It's not mm-hmm. true.
Lindsay, if you see a nice looking fella out somewhere, let's say back when you were single mm-hmm. and he had a dog, mm-hmm. did that attract you to him? I mean, if he's attractive and all that, would yeah. it attract you to him?
Yes and no. I love dogs, but I'm also allergic to, mm-hmm. you know.
Let's say it's a dog like yours were that okay. you weren't allergic to.
Yeah. Yeah, I think so. Because he's got a sensitive side. He can take care of something, mm-hmm. you know.
Okay. Well, what about if you got side by side with a guy in traffic and you looked over, he was in the other lane and he was good looking. Mm-hmm. And then he pulled after the light, you had to change lanes, so you got behind him. Mm-hmm. And there was a sticker on his back window that said, Schnauzer Dad. Would that be the same feeling for you?
No. I'm going to go with no.
What's the difference?
Any sticker that says, like, something dad or mom, like, no man should have that.
Yeah.
No man.
I was, the reason I'm asking is because I got behind that guy the other day.
And he was cute.
And it had the little Schnauzer sticker. And underneath the picture of the dog, it says Schnauzer Dad.
It would turn me off so quick. And I don't know what it is about a bumper sticker.
It's just the bumper sticker part of it?
Yeah.
Or is it calling a guy calling himself a dog's dad? Like you know.
Both.
Dad's home.
Yeah. But I don't like those coexist or whatever. Any of the bumper stickers I don't like. But it's calling themselves a dad of some sort when they're not a actual dad. Mm-hmm. You know, that's... I mean, you're a dog dad. Don't say that, you know.
But if he's in the park with the same dog, you would find it cute and attractive.
Yeah. Yeah.
That makes sense.
Yeah.
Even though it's hard to explain, but it would make sense.
It is hard to explain. I sound crazy saying mm-hmm. it, but.
Hey, Riggins walks his dog everywhere, loves yeah. his dog, but he doesn't have a sticker that says, case on, dad.
Yeah, not yet.
Like, I'm not opposed to it.
It has a tattoo of that, but not a sticker in his back window.
And I don't even necessarily think it's about the bumper sticker. I think if he were to say it out loud, I'm a dog dad, mm-hmm. I would be turned off immediately.
What if he said he was a puppy parent?
Yeah. Oh. Ooh, that's worse.
Puppy papa.
Yeah, puppy papa.
I'm a papa.
Because you think it sounds feminine.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. And you're not a real dad. I mean...
Well, what if he does have kids, but he refers to himself as a dog parent, even though he does have kids instead of just a parent?
Right. No.
I love mm-hmm. those where they're like, I'm a father of five, three human children and two, you know.
Fur babies.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Yeah.
Oh, God, no.
Just different strokes.
I know.
Mm-hmm. So address those complaints to Lindsay.
More TJ and Riggins coming up.